And to say that we are excited at Z100 is the understatement of the century. We are excited because Southern Illinois' own Amelia Eisenhower from right here in Perry County is going to do some big things on American Idol. I've got her and her mom on the line with me here. Good morning to Rhonda and Amelia.
Good morning, Southern Illinois.
First off, I'll start with you, Rhonda. Mom, where are you guys at right now? Are you in Southern Illinois or where are you at?
We're back in Nashville, Tennessee right now.
All right. Well, you're in Nashville, Tennessee, kind of home base of operations here. But are you from DuCoin or Pinckneyville or where at?
We are natives of DuCoin.
Okay. And for folks who don't know, first off, you all won our country showdown, what was it, in 2011?
And I think in 2012.
2012. See, the years all fly by now when you're having fun, Rhonda. but as I watched you all and your family band do your thing, and then, you know, you had Amelia out here, this little gal playing the fiddle and singing and doing all these things, I said, wow, these guys are really good.
Thank you. We're all right.
You guys have got a musical family here, but Rhonda, when did you put a fiddle in Amelia's hands?
When Amelia started asking for a violin when she was about 4 years old, and so it took her a couple of years to convince us. When she was six, we finally took the leap and went over to Schimmelbein's in Marion and rented her very first violin for Christmas. And it was one of those kind of like the Red Ryder shotgun. Mm-hmm. You know, you hit it behind the tree and waited till everything was open. And it was said, wait a minute, there's one more back there. And so she went back there and found the little violin case. And the rest is history. She pulled it out and it was just amazing. My mother cried.
Yeah. Well, certainly a God-given talent here in Amelia, and a lot of folks who maybe had gone to see, not Chase Rice, who was the guy y'all opened for with We Got It Covered at Heron Festa this year? What was his name? Cole Swindell.
Okay.
Yeah, you guys, Amelia opened up with We Got It Covered for them, and has opened up for a number of different things, and that might be a place where folks had seen Amelia do her thing right there, mm-hmm. but I'm going to get some background on Amelia first before we get going here. But Amelia, how old are you?
I'm 16 now.
You're 16 now. And
yes.
You actually got to go down to, we're not going to give away the whole deal, but you got to go to Atlanta and audition, correct?
Yes, I did. I was still 15 at the time, though.
Okay. I gotcha. And so... I don't know what I can ask and what I can, but did you get in front of Keith Urban, Harry Connick Jr., and J-Lo?
Indeed, I did. It was spooky.
I bet. What are they like? I mean, are they nice to you? Are they tough on you?
Okay, well, first and foremost, you have to understand, going in, I was extremely nervous.
Yeah.
So it's like everything flew past at 100 miles an hour. Mm-hmm. But what I gathered from going in there, J-Lo is very sweet. She was very nice when she talked to me. She was very sweet just as a person. And Harry Connick was, I don't remember much of him, actually. I don't remember much of the guy. They didn't really say much.
She blacked out for a little bit.
I blacked out for a little bit. And when Keith Urban was talking, the only thing I could really pay attention to was his accent.
Right. It's Australian guy over here. But yes. here you are in the farewell season of American Idol. And tonight's the night that everybody in Southern Illinois needs to set their DVR. They need to watch it live at 7 o'clock our time. This is just an exciting thing that's going to go on here. Amelia Eisenhower is my guest from DuCoin and her mom, Rhonda. And I guess, you know, when you have those nerves going on, I mean, you've been performing in front of people since when, Amelia?
I started mainly working in bands, performing whenever I was around 9.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of just like, it started small and sort of grew.
Yes.
So. Uh-huh. Well, but there's a huge difference between playing for 3 people who are insanely famous.
Uh-huh.
And I think playing in front of, you know, 6,000 or 7,000 people at the grandstand, you know, there's something different about it, because I know when she walked out, you know, she was just shaken.
I mean, mm-hmm. I'm shy anyway. So.
Well, I know that. And one of the things that impresses me about you, number one, is your musical talent, but also your knowledge of classic movies like the comedy Airplane.
Oh, yeah. That was a trip.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's a whole other morning show right there. But so, I mean, what kinds of things do you do? I mean, what did you say in your mind? It's like, here I am. I'm going to go audition in front of Keith Urban, Harry Connick Jr., and J-Lo. What did you say in your head as we're going to watch it tonight? What were you thinking?
As I walked in,
mm-hmm.
Here's the deal. It wasn't really real to me that I was doing it until I walked in. So it's like I walked in, I was like, wait, oh.
Yeah.
This is actually happening. Oh.
Wow.
Oh, no. Yeah, I was like, oh, no.
Uh-huh. What did my mom get me into this time?
It actually is her fault.
It's all my fault. All my fault, because we were contacted by one of their casting producers here in Nashville, mm-hmm. and they said, hey, we're having a showcase here in Nashville, and we'd love it if Amelia would come and audition. And so it wasn't, Millie, you want to go audition? It was like, hey, you have an audition, let's go.
I gotcha. So let's get on out here and do this. And so... Atlanta, Georgia is the place, and it's opening up tonight, the farewell season for American Idol. I want everybody, first off, this will all be at z100fm.com, and the Twitter handle that y'all use is @AmeliaJE_, and we'll have all that up there so folks can follow along, and you know, we could support you 110%. I'm just really, really excited for this. And I know, Amelia, that you need to say hi to somebody this morning.
I do. I have a special someone. Morning, Keenan.
Good morning, Keenan.
Mm-hmm.
We love you.
Keenan Rice with the group We Got It Covered. And Amelia, you've been playing with them for how long?
I started playing them whenever I was around 11. So maybe around 4 years now.
Wow. Look at this. This is crazy stuff right here. I also heard that on the farewell season of American Idol, Kanye West auditioned. And
I actually heard about that too. I didn't hear about it till later.
Yeah.
And I was just kind of snooping to see what all people were posting on, like, the Idol tag on Tumblr or the Idol tag. Facebook.
Yeah.
And I saw that come up, and I was like,
he was really? In Atlanta. He was, I think that's what
I didn't even see him.
That's where they were.
Well, I'll just say this. You have more talent and musical superiority in, I don't know, in your red hair than Mr. West does, but that's another morning show in and of itself right there. We're very excited, Amelia. Tonight is the night that we're all going to tune in on Fox 23, 7 o'clock our time, and all this will be online at z100fm.com. Amelia, thank you for joining me. Rhonda, thank you. We'll all be watching tonight.
Hey, thank you for having us.
Thank you. I love you.